Okay, tonight's morale is a brilliant insight that he has on the origins of the problems between Yosef and his brothers. The Torah uses a language vayaveh Yosef es dibasam ra'o el avim, that Yosef would bring evil reports about the brothers to their father, using that language dibasam ra'o. So Rashi says, well, what did he report to their father? What did he say? Rashi says, kol ra'o shehaya ro'ya ve'echav, every evil thing that he saw amongst his brothers, from specifically his brothers Bnei Leah, the six brothers from Leah, Hayamagid La'aviv. So Yosef would go and tell his father whatever he saw, all the evils that he saw amongst the six brothers. And what did he see about them? So Rashi brings three examples. Shayu Ochlan Avram in Achai. They would eat food. Avram in Achai is the prohibition of eating meat from an animal before the animal has been completely shechted. So we have the halacha of shechita, but even a non-Jew, one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, they're not allowed to eat meat, none of the flesh of the animal that's been ripped off an animal while the animal was still alive. So Yosef said the brothers are eating Avram min Achai. They were eating meat from animals that hadn't been completely killed. Number two, he said, "Umizalzan b'vnei ashifkos." They would degrade and denigrate the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. Yaakov married the two maidservants of his two wives, Leah and Rachel. Those four maidservants, Bilhah and two maidservants, Bilhah and Zilpah, had a total of four children amongst them. And Rashi says the six children of Leah were being mizalzah. They were denigrating the four children of the maidservants, calling them avadim, that you're servants. You're children of servants. You're not like the rest of us. And then the third thing that he would say was chashudin al ha'arayus. They were suspect when it came to illicit sexual relations. And so he reports to his father these three things. They're suspect in relations, they're suspect in calling their brothers servants, and they're eating Avram min Achai. That's what they're doing. So says Rashi, that began the whole string of events that Yosef would report back to their father. Maral asks a question, really others ask this question before him that he quotes. He says, well, were they doing it? Were the brothers guilty of these three things? Because if they were guilty of these three things, then Yosef was supposed to tell their father, listen, Abba, they're not behaving correctly. You need to say something. You need to stop them. This is not right. So if they were actually doing these things, then he has absolutely every right. He was supposed to say something. And if they weren't doing these things, then he's Yosef Stam a liar? He just made things up out of thin air to tattletale to his father about things they weren't doing? What did he see that he reported? They were doing it or they weren't doing it? It's a question that many ask on this Rashi. The Maral's approach is a fascinating one. Firstly, the Maral says, why these three things? So the Torah uses the language of ra'ah, dibasam ra'ah. He brought evil reports. All three of these things have the language of ra'ah, of evil or negative, bad, something affiliated. Abram and Achai, chaya ra'ah asolas achalas. The brothers themselves are going to say a wild animal ate it when they dipped the coat into the blood. Avadim has the language of ve'im ra'ah b'nei adoneha, erva ve'ech eseha ra'ah hagadol. The word ra'ah appears by these three things of Abram and Achai, of avadim, of servants, and regarding erva, of illicit relations. And they're all connected to three other elements of the human being. The yetzer hara, an evil inclination, the ayin ra'a, an evil eye, and a lave ra'a. The three things that a person needs to always function with: a yetzer tov, with a lave tov, with an ayin tov, a good eye, a good heart, and a good positive inclination. We find the psukim describe those three things, and they correspond to each one of these three things. A yetzer ra, as the pasuk says, ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min yirav, is keneged erva. A person's desire for illicit relations is from their yetzer ra. An ayin ra, to have an evil eye, is to put others down, not to see the good in them, and to see, not to see that you're a son of Yaakov, but to see that you're a son of a maidservant. You know, which one do you see, the mother or the father? So an ayin tova would be to see you're also a child of Yaakov. An ayin ra is to say, no, but really you're a son of a maidservant. And the lev ra is to be an achzar. What does it mean to have an evil heart? Is to be cruel. The opposite of having a lev tov. Cruelty is taking the meat of an animal that hasn't been killed to take off such flesh and eat that. All three of these things. That's specifically why I saw these things. Says the Maral, a brilliant thing. What is Yaakov? Why is Yosef reporting these three things? So the Maral says Yosef is one of only two people in all of Tanakh where the Torah itself, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, actually defines the person as a tzaddik. Only two people get the title tzaddik by the psukim themselves. One, of course, is from the very beginning of Chumash, is Noach, and the second one is Yosef. Yosef is the only person in the Navi refers to Yosef as a tzaddik? What does it mean to be a tzaddik? What does it take to be defined as a tzaddik? Says Maral the following. A tzaddik is somebody who is medaktik, who's very particular, never to sin. That's what it means to be medaktik. To be a tzaddik is to be careful. And not only that, therefore, because an avera is chamura alav mo, because of the severity that sin has to the nature of a tzaddik, he's marchik atzmo. He distances himself from any aspect of a sin. Afilu b'davar she'enu aser. Even if it's not actually forbidden, but to be a tzaddik, to be so afraid of messing up, I don't want to get engaged in that, I will distance myself from it. With that comes the danger. When a person distances themselves from something which is actually permitted, but they treat it as something forbidden, the danger comes in how they relate to everybody else around them who is engaging in that particular behavior. They took it upon themselves not to do it. Just as an example, when I was in yeshiva, I remember a group of us were learning with a particular rabbi of ours, and he told us a story, I think it was from Kelm, which was a great Musar yeshiva in Europe. There was a certain student who took upon himself additional hours of Shabbos. Every Friday afternoon, 2 hours before Shabbos, he would get all dressed, put on his Shabbos clothes, go to the Beis Medrash, and hold it was Shabbos already. And shortly thereafter, the altar of Kelm told him that he had to stop. He said, why? He said, because what you're gaining in your additional 2 hours of Shabbos, you're losing by looking at all your friends around you as Mechalel Shabbos. You see them playing ball and showering and getting ready, and you're holding in Shabbos, and you're looking at them. The way that you're looking at them now, they're not doing anything wrong, because you became such a big tzaddik, you want to take on 2 extra hours, but look at how you're looking at everybody else. Similar if you've ever seen anybody who becomes a vegetarian. So until they get used to themselves, their first couple of weeks, they're like on a campaign that everybody else who's eating meat are the worst people in the world. They're like, Ribbono Shel Olam, you were eating meat your whole life until a week ago. And now that all of a sudden you took this upon yourself, so you're looking at all of us like animal killers. That's the danger when you take something on. As soon as you take something upon yourself and everybody else around you is not doing it, it's hard not to see them. If somebody were to, by chance, all of a sudden say, I'm not going to watch football anymore because it's causing brain damage. So the danger in that is, so now you're going to look at somebody who does and you're going to say, look at you. You're causing these players to get paid millions. You know, you can't, just because you take something upon yourself, you know how to look at everybody else. But that's the danger. Says the Maral, Yosef was a tzaddik. And all of these three things, a levra, a yetzera, an ayinra, he wanted to distance himself from never being close to having any of those evil eye, an evil heart, an evil spirit. So he distanced himself. So he wouldn't do anything that had anything to do with it. But it doesn't mean they were forbidden, it just means that he took it upon himself. Maral says, look at Rashi's language. Rashi says, kol ra'a, every evil, shahaya ro'e be'echav. Every evil that he saw in his brothers. It wasn't actually any evil in his brothers. He saw evil in his brothers because he would distance himself and move himself away from certain behaviors, and his brothers did, and his brothers did up to the letter of the law, and they were there. They were fine. It's mutter. It's okay. But he saw it as forbidden because he himself didn't want to go near it. He would distance himself, and he saw others. He saw in others who were doing things which were technically permitted, and he saw them as being forbidden. That's why Dom Elov Misha'enu Nizar Kol Kach, he would be apparent to such a person like a tzaddik, Kemo Shehu Nizar, that person is nechshad, that person is suspect. Yosef at this stage is 17 years old. He hasn't fully developed into the tzaddik that he will become. He's at the stage along the way, and at the stage that he's at, so he fell to this idea that when you take something upon yourself, doesn't mean you can look at others in that particular way. And at his age, at 17, that's when he saw that they were doing this, and he would tell their father based on what they were doing. Rashi continues, we'll see him, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night. Each one of these three things that Yosef reports, he eventually comes back to his own head, each one of the three things that he told his father about, and we'll see that Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yekad, Mishbrachol, Zakos, Es Yisrael.